So now we have another issue coming on board, which is cetuximab. What do we know about it, and what do you think we're going to be knowing about it?
I think we're going to hear more about it at this year's ASCO. We do know there's a press release saying that chemo plus or minus cetuximab gave a positive result for cetuximab in patients who had EGFR expression by protein. And we have another study, which actually was presented in Seoul, which said that in unselected patients, there was a trend. I mean, it wasn't a spectacular trend, but it wasn't statistically significant in favor of adding the cetuximab to it. So I think when we see if this data come out at ASCO and show what we've heard in the press release, that there is a survival advantage, then especially the non-bevacizumab-eligible patients are going to start to get chemo plus cetuximab.
What was the chemo used?
In the European study, it was vinorelbine and cisplatin, but I'm pretty sure people will, unless the label specifies it has to be that particular regimen, I think people use their regimen of choice.